Welcome to Meditation Station's Exceptional PTSD Relief Sleep Hypnosis Session. I'm going to guide you through the process of relaxation. Remember that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and you are always in control. I am simply going to give you some instructions that can help you achieve a state of both physical and mental relaxation. What I'd like you to do at this point is make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. It's okay to adjust your comfort at any time. This is your time to experience what it is that you'd like to experience while you safely practice guided sleep hypnosis. I'm going to give you some suggestions in regard to relaxation that I believe can help you to experience total serenity and complete peace. Now, if you haven't done so already, I'd like you to close your eyes. If you notice any spots in your body where you're carrying tension, make the decision to let go of that tension. Give yourself permission to release. Allow all the muscles in your body to become even more relaxed. Do this in your mind by focusing on your out-breaths. Each time you exhale, you're going to breathe out more tension. You'll literally feel your body easing. Tightness will begin to disappear, and you will start to feel calmer each time you breathe out. Notice that your breathing has become a little bit slower already. This is a good thing. This is the start of what you desire. Now take another deep breath and hold it for 5 seconds before releasing all of the contents in your lungs. Accept the calm heaviness in your body as you begin to relax even further. Deep, slow breaths help to easily bring you to the point of hypnosis and peaceful healing trance. As you just relax and breathe, you can feel yourself become more and more comfortable. As you allow yourself to drift, I want you to release the stress in the muscles in the top of your head. Do this as you breathe out. Now let go of the muscles in your eyebrows and allow the muscles in your eyes and cheeks to relax. As you breathe out, unclench your jaw and relax the muscles in your lips. You are in control. Simply let it all go. As you allow your body to experience a state of physical relaxation, it's okay to let your mind wander. It's okay to think of anything that brings pleasant thoughts. Just continue to relax the muscles in your body, along your shoulders, in your arms, and in your upper back. Allow the tension to begin to disappear every time you breathe out. You can literally picture the stress of the day leaving your body as you peacefully exhale. Now pay attention to the muscles in your chest, stomach, and your lower back. If any of these muscles are tense, simply let go of that tension and allow them to ease. Your muscles are becoming limp and loose because you allowed them to do so. You are already starting to experience serenity and peace. This knowledge brings you into an even deeper state of relaxation, and with your ability of self-control, relaxing your mind is an easy thing to do, and as your body becomes relaxed, your mind begins to let go even further. Your legs do a lot of work for you, and sometimes the tension of the day can be stored in the muscles along the hip, thighs, or in your upper legs. If you notice tension in these places, let that tension simply flow from the top of your legs, down through your calves, through the muscles in your feet, and finally, out through your toes. Right now you're very relaxed, and you're drifting even further every time you breathe out. In this state of relaxation, you experience tranquility and peace of mind. From your head to your toes, you have allowed yourself to become completely and totally relaxed. Your mind is drifting down as you allow your entire body to become limp, loose, and fully relaxed. This time will become meaningful to you. It becomes meaningful because you have acquired a new skill, the skill of taking physical control over your own body and directing your emotions. This feeling of relaxation is exactly what hypnosis is. Enjoy this experience for a moment as you continue to drift and breathe. Remember, you are safe and you are in control. I am about to ask you to visualize certain scenes in your mind. You will find that imagining the scenes I describe will take you deeper and deeper into calm, soothing, subconscious hypnosis. This realm of trance is surrounded by a calm and peaceful feeling that you accept and embrace wholeheartedly. Now I want you to imagine that you're standing outside the door of your own home cinema. You haven't used your home cinema for a while, and when you enter the room, you will be the only one inside the cinema. This is a comforting thought to you right now. As you open the door and enter the room, you find your attention captured by the walls, left and right, which are covered with large posters framed by you that advertise some of your favorite films. The floor of the home cinema is carpeted. 5 comfy reclining chairs sit empty, welcoming your approach. You may find yourself wondering just why you're in a home cinema right now. But the fact still remains, you're just simply happy to be here, peacefully relaxing just as you are, and you're full of nice positive feelings like peaceful nostalgia or gentle calmness. From the entrance to the dimly lit home cinema to the comfortable seating area, there are roughly 10 steps to walk. You begin to move as you count them, from 10 to 9, then 8 to 7, going slowly, steadily, and comfortably down. It's as if you're floating or gliding down the steps effortlessly. The further down you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. As you continue to descend, you look around and notice how peaceful and welcoming the large room is. You are now moving closer to the seating area. Step 5 turning into 4. Step 3 turning into 2. And now the last and final step. You're feeling very comfortable and very relaxed. You decide to take a seat in the middle of the cinema. The chair is exceptionally comfortable. It's probably the most comfortable chair you've ever sat in. The red curtains in front of you are drawn and open. The large blank cinema screen looms up ahead of you. You find yourself sinking down into the chair as an even more comfortable feeling washes over your body and cleanses your thoughts. You are calm and very much in control of yourself. You are aware of this, and it creates a beautiful wave of relief inside you. Allow yourself a moment to absorb this wonderful feeling. You begin to think about some of the problems you've been experiencing lately. You've been through a difficult time in the past, and you have been struggling to find a way forward and rid yourself of the symptoms that led to you being diagnosed as having post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. You have felt the unwelcome sensations of anxiety and panic, but right now you have made a decision to deal with your problems and put them where they belong. They belong where they started. They belong in your past. Your subconscious mind recognizes the need for you to recover. That's what led to you seeking hypnosis. And the truth is that you deserve relief. When is the last time you admitted that you deserve better? You deserve to feel better. You deserve to feel whole again, and you have the right to feel complete. It's your choice. You are in control. Give yourself permission to heal right now. You are listening to my voice as you sit in the home cinema of your unconscious mind. The dim light around begins to fade away, and you are aware of the peaceful dimness that is surrounding you now. It doesn't bother you. Right now you find the solitude quite comforting and welcoming. You realize that although you can't actually see yourself at the minute, you are still here. You are here because you are a strong survivor. The seat that supports you has a pleasant headrest. You enjoy feeling your head sink into the cushioned padding behind you. You are deep in subconscious thought when, from the projector above you, a light begins to shine on the blank cinema screen. On that screen is your name in lights. As your name begins to fade, images appear in its place. There are images of you from various stages in your life. You see yourself as a very small child, taking your first tentative steps in the world. Perhaps your parents or siblings are encouraging you. Or maybe it's someone else that helps you take those important first steps. What you see on this screen is up to you. As the image fades away, another one appears. It's a moving image of you on your first day of school. You notice your classroom and the other children who you probably only vaguely recognize now. Perhaps you see where you used to hang up your coat. Maybe you can see your teacher. Notice the tables, pencils, books, and games. These things are all so peaceful. As other images gradually begin to appear before fading away, you see images of you on different birthdays and holidays, or even just special occasions. You are growing up so fast. Once you were a very small child, but look at you now. You have strength inside you that you've forgotten about. You must release this strength. It will heal you. On the screen, you are about to see the event, or events, that have caused you to suffer from PTSD. Remember, you are in control. This part of your life cannot hurt you. It has no power over you because of your survivor strength. It only seems unpleasant because your unconscious mind has stored it in the vaults of your memories. This is only for healthy defensive learning and self-protection purposes. These memories have no authority over you, and you do not let them control your life ever again. As this unpleasant memory projects itself on the screen in front of you, you know you are safe, and this is simply something you must face in order to fully heal and move on. You feel confident and ready to eliminate the problems you face right now. As you watch this event unfold on screen in full color, you notice details that you haven't even observed in quite some time. Then suddenly, an amazing thing begins to happen. You feel completely detached from this experience. It's as though it was happening to someone else. And that's because you are not that person anymore. Without realizing it, you have already moved on quite a lot. You realize PTSD never affected your whole spirit or mind. It's only ever been such a small part of you. You realize that it's time to let it go. It's not holding on to you. You have been holding on to it. And you're tired of the fear. You're tired of the anxiety. So you remove it from your mind. It's unnecessary weight. Let it go. Stop mentally self-harming. Release the trauma right now. With your permission, it's gone. So let it go right now. Just release. Feel it slip away into the past where it belongs. You are free at your command. I want you to watch the event on the screen again, but this time, as you watch, notice the colors and the sound beginning to fade. The experience is now happening in black and white. The sounds are muffled and indistinct. You notice that the picture is also shrinking, becoming smaller, and drifting further and further away. As the picture on screen fades into the distance, it becomes a mere dot on the horizon before disappearing completely. Any negative emotions that were attached to that memory have now disappeared completely. You realize that the past is the past, and there is nothing that you can do to change what happened. But you know it doesn't have to affect your present or your future. It can only affect you if you give it permission to. This is a comforting thought for you. As the impact of the event begins to lessen, you realize that, as with any challenging situation, facing it makes you a stronger person. Now, in place of those old negative thoughts and feelings that were associated with PTSD, you now feel your strengths. You raise up your pure qualities, and you heighten your good emotions. You have dealt with your trauma and turned it into something positive. Instead of being a victim of that event or those circumstances, you now see yourself as a proud survivor and someone who has gained strength by overcoming adversity. You are no longer ruled by PTSD. You are in control. You are calm. You are peaceful. You are strong. You are proud of yourself, and you are healing. I am about to ask you to visualize certain scenes in your mind. You will find that imagining the scenes I describe will take you deeper and deeper into calm, soothing, subconscious hypnosis. This realm of trance is surrounded by a calm and peaceful feeling that you accept and embrace wholeheartedly. Now I want you to imagine that you're standing outside the door of your own home cinema. You haven't used your home cinema for a while, and when you enter the room, you will be the only one inside the cinema. This is a comforting thought to you right now. As you open the door and enter the room, you find your attention captured by the walls, left and right, which are covered with large posters framed by you that advertise some of your favorite films. The floor of the home cinema is carpeted. 5 comfy reclining chairs sit empty, welcoming your approach. You may find yourself wondering just why you're in a home cinema right now. But the fact still remains, you're just simply happy to be here, peacefully relaxing just as you are, and you're full of nice positive feelings like peaceful nostalgia or gentle calmness. From the entrance to the dimly lit home cinema to the comfortable seating area, there are roughly 10 steps to walk. You begin to move as you count them, from 10 to 9, then 8 to 7, going slowly, steadily, and comfortably down. It's as if you're floating or gliding down the steps effortlessly. The further down you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. As you continue to descend, you look around and notice how peaceful and welcoming the large room is. You are now moving closer to the seating area. Step 5, turning into 4. Step 3, turning into 2. And now, the last and final step. You're feeling very comfortable and very relaxed. You decide to take a seat in the middle of the cinema. The chair is exceptionally comfortable. It's probably the most comfortable chair you've ever sat in. The red curtains in front of you are drawn and open. The large blank cinema screen looms up ahead of you. You find yourself sinking down into the chair as an even more comfortable feeling washes over your body and cleanses your thoughts. You are calm and very much in control of yourself. You are aware of this, and it creates a beautiful wave of relief inside you. Allow yourself a moment to absorb this wonderful feeling. You begin to think about some of the problems you've been experiencing lately. You've been through a difficult time in the past, and you have been struggling to find a way forward and rid yourself of the symptoms that led to you being diagnosed as having post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. You have felt the unwelcome sensations of anxiety and panic, but right now you have made a decision to deal with your problems and put them where they belong. They belong where they started. They belong in your past. Your subconscious mind recognizes the need for you to recover. That's what led to you seeking hypnosis. And the truth is that you deserve relief. When is the last time you admitted that you deserve better? You deserve to feel better. You deserve to feel whole again, and you have the right to feel complete. It's your choice. You are in control. Give yourself permission to heal right now. You are listening to my voice as you sit in the home cinema of your unconscious mind. The dim light around begins to fade away, and you are aware of the peaceful dimness that is surrounding you now. It doesn't bother you. Right now you find the solitude quite comforting and welcoming. You realize that although you can't actually see yourself at the minute, you are still here. You are here because you are a strong survivor. The seat that supports you has a pleasant headrest. You enjoy feeling your head sink into the cushioned padding behind you. You are deep in subconscious thought when, from the projector above you, a light begins to shine on the blank cinema screen. On that screen is your name in lights. As your name begins to fade, images appear in its place. There are images of you from various stages in your life. You see yourself as a very small child, taking your first tentative steps in the world. Perhaps your parents or siblings are encouraging you. Or maybe it's someone else that helps you take those important first steps. What you see on this screen is up to you. As the image fades away, another one appears. It's a moving image of you on your first day of school. You notice your classroom and the other children who you probably only vaguely recognize now. Perhaps you see where you used to hang up your coat. Maybe you can see your teacher. Notice the tables, pencils, books, and games. These things are all so peaceful. As other images gradually begin to appear before fading away, you see images of you on different birthdays and holidays, or even just special occasions. You are growing up so fast. Once you were a very small child, but look at you now. You have strength inside you that you've forgotten about. You must release this strength. It will heal you. On the screen, you are about to see the event, or events, that have caused you to suffer from PTSD. Remember, you are in control. This part of your life cannot hurt you. It has no power over you because of your survivor strength. It only seems unpleasant because your unconscious mind has stored it in the vaults of your memories. This is only for healthy defensive learning and self-protection purposes. These memories have no authority over you, and you do not let them control your life ever again. As this unpleasant memory projects itself on the screen in front of you, you know you are safe, and this is simply something you must face in order to fully heal and move on. You feel confident and ready to eliminate the problems you face right now. As you watch this event unfold on screen in full color, you notice details that you haven't even observed in quite some time. Then suddenly, an amazing thing begins to happen. You feel completely detached from this experience. It's as though it was happening to someone else. And that's because you are not that person anymore. Without realizing it, you have already moved on quite a lot. You realize PTSD never affected your whole spirit or mind. It's only ever been such a small part of you. You realize that it's time to let it go. It's not holding on to you. You have been holding on to it. And you're tired of the fear. You're tired of the anxiety. So you remove it from your mind. It's unnecessary weight. Let it go. Stop mentally self-harming. Release the trauma right now. With your permission, it's gone. So let it go right now. Just release. Feel it slip away into the past where it belongs. You are free at your command. I want you to watch the event on the screen again, but this time, as you watch, notice the colors and the sound beginning to fade. The experience is now happening in black and white. The sounds are muffled and indistinct. You notice that the picture is also shrinking, becoming smaller, and drifting further and further away. As the picture on screen fades into the distance, it becomes a mere dot on the horizon before disappearing completely. Any negative emotions that were attached to that memory have now disappeared completely. You realize that the past is the past, and there is nothing that you can do to change what happened. But you know it doesn't have to affect your present or your future. It can only affect you if you give it permission to. This is a comforting thought for you. As the impact of the event begins to lessen, you realize that, as with any challenging situation, facing it makes you a stronger person. Now, in place of those old negative thoughts and feelings that were associated with PTSD, you now feel your strengths. You raise up your pure qualities and you heighten your good emotions. You have dealt with your trauma and turned it into something positive. Instead of being a victim of that event or those circumstances, you now see yourself as a proud survivor and someone who has gained strength by overcoming adversity. You are no longer ruled by PTSD. You are in control. You are calm. You are peaceful. You are strong. You are proud of yourself, and you are healing. I am about to ask you to visualize certain scenes in your mind. You will find that imagining the scenes I describe will take you deeper and deeper into calm, soothing, subconscious hypnosis. This realm of trance is surrounded by a calm and peaceful feeling that you accept and embrace wholeheartedly. Now I want you to imagine that you're standing outside the door of your own home cinema. You haven't used your home cinema for a while, and when you enter the room, you will be the only one inside the cinema. This is a comforting thought to you right now. As you open the door and enter the room, you find your attention captured by the walls, left and right, which are covered with large posters framed by you that advertise some of your favorite films. The floor of the home cinema is carpeted. 5 comfy reclining chairs sit empty, welcoming your approach. You may find yourself wondering just why you're in a home cinema right now. But the fact still remains, you're just simply happy to be here, peacefully relaxing just as you are. And you're full of nice, positive feelings, like peaceful nostalgia or gentle calmness. From the entrance to the dimly lit home cinema to the comfortable seating area, there are roughly 10 steps to walk. You begin to move as you count them, from 10 to 9. Then 8 to 7, going slowly, steadily, and comfortably down. It's as if you're floating or gliding down the steps effortlessly. The further down you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. As you continue to descend, you look around and notice how peaceful and welcoming the large room is. You are now moving closer to the seating area, step 5 turning into 4, step 3 turning into 2, and now the last and final step. You're feeling very comfortable and very relaxed. You decide to take a seat in the middle of the cinema. The chair is exceptionally comfortable. It's probably the most comfortable chair you've ever sat in. The red curtains in front of you are drawn and open. The large blank cinema screen looms up ahead of you. You find yourself sinking down into the chair as an even more comfortable feeling washes over your body and cleanses your thoughts. You are calm and very much in control of yourself. You are aware of this, and it creates a beautiful wave of relief inside you. Allow yourself a moment to absorb this wonderful feeling. You begin to think about some of the problems you've been experiencing lately. You've been through a difficult time in the past, and you have been struggling to find a way forward and rid yourself of the symptoms that led to you being diagnosed as having post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. You have felt the unwelcome sensations of anxiety and panic, but right now you have made a decision to deal with your problems and put them where they belong. They belong where they started. They belong in your past. Your subconscious mind recognizes the need for you to recover. That's what led to you seeking hypnosis. And the truth is that you deserve relief. When is the last time you admitted that you deserve better? You deserve to feel better. You deserve to feel whole again, and you have the right to feel complete. It's your choice. You are in control. Give yourself permission to heal right now. You are listening to my voice as you sit in the home cinema of your unconscious mind. The dim light around begins to fade away, and you are aware of the peaceful dimness that is surrounding you now. It doesn't bother you. Right now you find the solitude quite comforting and welcoming. You realize that although you can't actually see yourself at the minute, you are still here. You are here because you are a strong survivor. The seat that supports you has a pleasant headrest. You enjoy feeling your head sink into the cushioned padding behind you. You are deep in subconscious thought when, from the projector above you, a light begins to shine on the blank cinema screen. On that screen is your name in lights. As your name begins to fade, images appear in its place. There are images of you from various stages in your life. You see yourself as a very small child, taking your first tentative steps in the world. Perhaps your parents or siblings are encouraging you. Or maybe it's someone else that helps you take those important first steps. What you see on this screen is up to you. As the image fades away, another one appears. It's a moving image of you on your first day of school. you notice your classroom and the other children who you probably only vaguely recognize now. Perhaps you see where you used to hang up your coat. Maybe you can see your teacher. Notice the tables, pencils, books, and games. These things are all so peaceful. As other images gradually begin to appear before fading away, you see images of you on different birthdays and holidays, or even just special occasions. You are growing up so fast. Once you were a very small child, but look at you now. You have strength inside you that you've forgotten about. You must release this strength. It will heal you. On the screen, you are about to see the event or events that have caused you to suffer from PTSD. Remember, you are in control. This part of your life cannot hurt you. It has no power over you because of your survivor strength. It only seems unpleasant because your unconscious mind has stored it in the vaults of your memories. This is only for healthy defensive learning and self-protection purposes. These memories have no authority over you, and you do not let them control your life ever again. As this unpleasant memory projects itself on the screen in front of you, you know you are safe, and this is simply something you must face in order to fully heal and move on. You feel confident and ready to eliminate the problems you face right now. As you watch this event unfold on screen in full color, you notice details that you haven't even observed in quite some time. Then suddenly, an amazing thing begins to happen. You feel completely detached from this experience. It's as though it was happening to someone else. And that's because you are not that person anymore. Without realizing it, you have already moved on quite a lot. You realize PTSD never affected your whole spirit or mind. It's only ever been such a small part of you. You realize that it's time to let it go. It's not holding on to you. You have been holding on to it, and you're tired of the fear. You're tired of the anxiety, so you remove it from your mind. It's unnecessary weight. Let it go. Stop mentally self-harming. Release the trauma right now. With your permission, it's gone. So let it go right now. Just release. Feel it slip away into the past where it belongs. You are free at your command. I want you to watch the event on the screen again. But this time, as you watch, notice the colors and the sound beginning to fade. The experience is now happening in black and white. The sounds are muffled and indistinct. You notice that the picture is also shrinking, becoming smaller and drifting further and further away. As the picture on screen fades into the distance, it becomes a mere dot on the horizon before disappearing completely. Any negative emotions that were attached to that memory have now disappeared completely. You realize that the past is the past, and there is nothing that you can do to change what happened. But you know it doesn't have to affect your present or your future. It can only affect you if you give it permission to. This is a comforting thought for you, as the impact of the event begins to lessen. You realize that, as with any challenging situation, facing it makes you a stronger person. Now, in place of those old negative thoughts and feelings that were associated with PTSD, you now feel your strengths, you raise up your pure qualities, and you heighten your good emotions. You have dealt with your trauma and turned it into something positive. Instead of being a victim of that event or those circumstances, you now see yourself as a proud survivor and someone who has gained strength by overcoming adversity. You are no longer ruled by PTSD. You are in control. You are calm. You are peaceful. You are strong. You are proud of yourself, and you are healing.